Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Podcast Playground.
Hooray! Hey! It's my song! Let's sing it!
It's gonna be fucking awesome!
Come on!
It's gonna be fucking awesome!
You know the words!
It's gonna be fucking awesome!
That's it! Sing!
It's gonna be fucking awesome!
What's up, my coolest geeks? It is I, Jesse Blaze Snyder, the coolest geek alive. How you guys doing? Did you have a good week? Are you having a good week? Are you having a good weekend? You got anything planned? Having fun? I hope so. Anyway, I am bringing the sweet, sweet geek love once again on another fabulous Saturday episode. I promise to add as much additional positivity into this geek culture world as I can during these trying times when everything just seems to suck and every announcement seems to be completely tone deaf. There are classics from just recent years, and I've been really wanting to highlight these recent classics because I feel like it's just so easy for some of these things to go by. Movies like Attack the Block, shows like Reacher or the Oat Studios shorts that Neil Blomkamp's studio put out, or Brotherhood of the Wolf, that French film, or the Chinese film Animal World, which is so good. And I have like kind of a long list of other things that I want to bring to you guys that I think are classics, generally stuff that's come out in the 2000s. You know, I just feel like so many of the classics before the 2000s, most people are aware. But there's a lot of things that I feel like have slipped under the radar over the past 25 years. And, people just didn't notice them when they came out, or not enough people noticed them. You know, some of these things have a little bit of a cult following. You know, certainly plenty of people know about Attack the Block, but not everybody. You know, I introduce people to that movie all the time. And this movie is another one that I introduce people to all the time. It's one of my favorites of recent years, and it's called Tucker and Dale versus Evil. I'm going to read you the plot synopsis for the movie on IMDb. It is a dark comedy, parody, comedy horror movie. It's essentially a parody of a typical slasher, evil cabin in the woods kind of movie. And it says, affable hillbillies Tucker and Dale are on vacation at their dilapidated mountain cabin when they are mistaken for murderers by a group of preppy college students. So generally speaking, in these horror movies, you know, you get like the preppy college students, the group of people who are on their summer vacation or spring break or whatever the fuck it is, and get into some trouble with some crazy redneck hillbillies at a cabin or whatever, and these teen girls and their boyfriends end up having to defend their lives, you know, against these crazy lunatic hillbilly, you know, hillsmen, whatever you want to call them. It's a pretty standard horror movie trope, and in this movie it's the whole setup that you're used to. But these the hillbillies that they're thinking are evil and immoral or whatever, they're just these regular guys. these regular guys who happen to be kind of blue-collar guys, and they're very kind of likable and affable. One of them is played by Alan Tudyk, who is just fucking incredible. Alan Tudyk, you know him from so many different things. He's a character actor who just, I mean, like, he's the K-2SO in Star Wars Rogue One. He's one of the crew member Hoban in Firefly. He's in the Knight's Tale cast. Trying to look at some of the... Right now, there's a show called Resident Alien that is based on a comic book from Dark Horse that I never actually read. But that's coming out on... I think it's on Netflix right now. I've been watching it. I think it's a Hulu show, though. Show's great. Alan Tudyk is amazing. I'm going to do a feature on Resident Alien because it's great. As soon as I finish it, I'm still on like season one. But it's a great show. I'm looking forward to sharing that with everybody because it's super good. But, Alan Tudyk, he does tons of characters on American Dad, just like looking around at some of these things he was in. I mean, he's just in so many things recently too, like, because he's so damn good. You know, he's had voices in Strange World and Transformers Earthspark and Harley Quinn and the Spider-Man 2 video game and the Wish animated movie, because he's that good. If I look down just a little bit longer, I can probably find he's the toucan from Encanto. He's the toucan from Encanto. This is a tiny little minor part. They're like, get us Alan Tudyk because he's so good. He really is so good. What's some of my more favorite bits? Man, he's really Big Hero 6, Raya and the Last Dragon, Solar Opposites. I mean, he's just the go-to voiceover guy and actor. Robot Chicken. Oh, Rick and Morty. Curb Your Enthusiasm. He was on. He was in Frozen 2. Oh yeah, just doing some fucking random characters. He must really love doing voiceovers because he's just like he goes for it. He was Danger Boat in the recent Tick live action, which I'm showing to my kids right now. He was Pastor Veal on Arrested Development. I mean, he ends up playing so many little character parts and little pieces here there. In Deadpool 2, he was Luke Redneck Number One, and that was really like a cameo of Tucker and Dale in Deadpool 2. Because that's how you know Alan Tudyk as a hick, which it's just so good in this one. I mean, it's stupid for me to just keep going through. It's like he's in everything. He has so many fucking movies. Moana, Zootopia. I mean, he's just like, he does voiceover stuff all the time. He plays the pirate character in Dodgeball, the underdog story. I'm just like searching around trying to find some of the better ones. Oh, he's Duke in Frozen. The original Frozen. And Wreck-It Ralph, he's King Candy. That's right. I forgot he was King Candy. Ah, King Candy. That's Alan Tudyk. Alan Tudyk is so fucking great. Ice Age. Shit. Abraham Vampire. I mean, Jesus Christ. Like, seriously, you guys got to go on to his filmography. There's just so many freaking movies here. Like, in the past, like, bunch of years. Like, he is busy. Transformers, Dark of the Moon, more Family Guy. Fuck, dude. And then Tucker and Dale versus Evil. Oh, it's so good. 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 All right. I'm not going to bother giving any more of Alan Tudyk's movies. He's incredible. He's such an amazing comedic actor, but amazing dramatic actor and just voice actor. He's awesome. And he plays Tucker. And then the other guy who I know a little bit less, his name Tyler Labine. And he is awesome. He's been in some other movies, that just like that I don't necessarily recognize him from or whatever. Apparently he was in Rise of the Planet of the Apes, and he was in a movie called Flyboys and Monsters University. I know him from this, and he is incredible in this movie. They have great repartee back and forth between each other. They are both just super charming and easy to like and easy to root for. And the premise and execution behind this movie is just incredible. Just them being mistaken for these bad guys when they're really not bad guys, the different circumstances that work themselves out so that the mistaken identity can continue to perpetuate itself is just like immense. And then tons of little itty bitty things in terms of like how well casted this movie is. The guy who plays, the girl who plays the love interest character, Katrina Bowden, is great, charming, desirable, has great, chemistry. And when I say desirable, I mean like, not like, like you look at her and you're like, I'm desiring this woman. Like, you know, she's a character that you don't want to throw out of the room. Like you, when she's on screen, you're like, I understand why those characters would like her, you know? So she really fits in as really linchpin. You know, it's important that character, a main character like that, like who's in the movie she becomes essentially, her friends end up thinking that she's been kidnapped, but she hasn't been kidnapped. Basically what happened was she almost got hurt, and the hillbillies go to save her, and they think that the hillbillies are like abducting her, and they run away like cowards, and they literally leave the hillbillies with their friend who's hurt. And so the hillbillies are like, why'd they leave, why'd they run, like we don't understand. So they like take her back to their cabin to take care of her until the friends come back or whatever. And you know, the stakes keep building and building. So you know, once she's in with Tucker and Dale, you know, like she's got to have some chemistry with them, and she really does. It's awesome. But I mean, just the chemistry between Tucker and Dale, this movie is just so genuinely funny. Genuinely funny. I've watched it so many times showing it to other people because I laugh watching the other people that I, you know, laugh. I put it on and then I enjoy watching them enjoy the movie because it's just so surprising in so many wonderful ways. Also, the guy who plays Chad, Jesse Moss, he is sufficiently deranged and like just has like a just a psycho quality about him that you get from those guys who they cast like Skeet Ulrich or whatever in like the Scream movies. You know, like the main bad guy, you're like, there's always something around the eyes that just seems a little like, I don't know, psycho killer. So in this instance, you know, Jesse Moss is playing that part and he is quite great. There's a few other, you know, kind of minor parts that are very important, like the lady who plays Chloe, who is the ditzy girl in the group, who's, you know, got her boobs hanging out and is running around in heels. And, you know, she rather one note, but played so well. The group of college kids in general, they have some great things to do. And it's all really great and handled great. But the bulk of the comedy really comes from just the situation that Tucker and Dale have been put in, as they, you know, are getting in trouble with these kids, and people are like dying all over their property through no fault of their own, just circumstances that just keep working themselves out. And like, you know, I mean, just the amount, like, you get so used to and like enamored by Alan Tudyk's character walking into the cabin all frustrated, going, one of them college kids just killed himself on our property. they start thinking that the college kids have some sort of suicide pact. And I know I'm not explaining a lot here, and I don't want to explain a lot. You know, when I do these reviews, I just like to gush about them without actually spoiling any of the premise, because I want you to go watch it. It's fucking funny. It's an amazing movie. These people who made them, they deserve your time and attention. I mean, it's fucking awesome.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know, really, you will not do better than Tucker and Dale versus Evil. This film is just, it just is everything. It's everything that you've ever wanted in a horror movie. It's everything you've ever wanted in a comedy, but it's both. And it's so great, too, because I'm a comedy guy more than a horror guy, but when I have horror friends, I'm like, have you ever seen Tucker and Dale versus Evil? And when they say no, it's like, that's it. Time to watch. So, I can't recommend it enough. There really are just like a lot of, all the performances across the board are really just effective, I will say. The director and the writer of this movie is a guy named Eli Craig, who my awareness of him is only from Tucker and Dale versus Evil. But when I pulled up his like director credits and whatever else, allegedly he directed Zombieland, but not Zombieland 2, which is interesting. I guess that was like his big follow-up to Tucker and Dale versus Evil, and it probably just wasn't as successful as they hoped it would be or something, because Tucker and Dale versus Evil is so fucking good. Apparently, he's also the director behind the show on Netflix called Little Evil, which I almost watched. I'd seen that one on. And he directed an episode of Brothers and Sisters, but like that's about it. Like his writing and whatever, it's just three things: Little Evil, written by Tucker and Dale versus Evil, written by, and a short called The Tao of Pong. And since it was a short, and I love Tucker and Dale versus Evil so much, before the show, I actually went on YouTube to see if I could find it, and I did. I found The Tao of Pong. It was broken into two parts by what's his name again? Eli Craig. And it actually starred one of the guys from that movie, Road Trip. I think it was Road Trip, with like Tom Green. He was like I'm sorry. I'm a quarter Jewish, and he reminds me of so many of my friends. He looks like a kind of typical Jewish kid. He's got a little dark afro, and fair skin. He's tall. He's very funny. He's got great sense of humor. I remember him from the damn the Rock movie. What is it? Road Trip. I just want to pull up the guy's name because he is really good in the in this short. Yeah, he's in here somewhere. That's his name. Paolo Costanzo. Paolo Costanzo. Maybe he's not even Jewish. Maybe he sounds like Hispanic. I don't know. I hate that when you're trying to figure out people's. It doesn't matter. But Paolo Costanzo, he's very good. He stars in the short. Gary Busey's son. Shit, I forget what his name is. So I should have just pulled up the damn credits for this movie. I'm an idiot. the main character, the main character's a protagonist in this movie, I should say, is Jake Busey, and Jake Busey's really great as the bad guy, and Paolo's really good as the good guy, and it's just like this real simple, condensed American sports story. I mean, it's just, you know, Paolo versus this guy in this ping pong tournament, and he loses the tournament, and he's going through all this heartache. I mean, it's like such a typical thing. Actually, watching it to a certain degree, I was like, that's all you have to do for somebody to give you the money to go make something legit? Like it's just like a simple kind of paint-by-the-numbers thing. There's some funny moments in it. It's well-executed. It's well-performed. But, like, ultimately, like, it's not Tucker and Dale versus Evil. It didn't, like, make me go, whoa! But it was good. It's worth watching. And, you know, this seems to be the thing that led him to doing all this other stuff. So, I liked it. Worth checking out is the Tao of Pong, and just kind of a funny little ping pong thing. There's a lot of funny things that have been done with ping pong over the years now. So I mean, it's become like a funny trope to watch ping pong movies. If you go online and you go like search up clips of this movie, I mean, holy shit, the amount of clips that are available that are funny are great. But don't do it. Don't spoil the film for yourself. It is worth it. It is worth giving it your time and your energy, and not just like, you know, oh, I'll watch some clips, see if I like it. Like, go put it on from the beginning, get immersed, you know, allow the film's tone and all the little setup bits to get set up so that when it really clicks into comedy, you will be in the right state of mind from the right framing of just this amazing horror comedy. You really can't do better than Tucker and Dale versus Evil. You know, another one that I think, I know it's a little bit more popular because of the TV show, but I feel like a lot of people who watch the TV show don't know that there's a movie of What We Do in the Shadows. And What We Do in the Shadows and Tucker and Dale versus Evil, I think, are probably two of the movies that I've played for the most amount of people over the past bunch of years. I mean, granted, Animal World, I've been sharing that a lot. I've been sharing Brotherhood of the Wolf occasionally. I share Attack the Block a lot. But Tucker and Dale versus Evil and What We Do in the Shadows, like, nothing makes me laugh harder than those two movies. And I'm just so grateful to have them in my life. There's been a lot of talk of sequels for a long time, but it's difficult to recreate the premise of Tucker and Dale versus Evil into a sequel. I mean, granted, I feel like if they called me up and said, hey, Jesse, can you write us a sequel? I would figure it out. Like, I would figure it out quickly. And I'm sure I could do something that's really great. So what else should I hit on before I get out of here? Because I just want to get you guys excited about the movie. I mean, you know, it's very classic in like its beats and sort of the build up and, you know, a scene at a gas station, you know, the moments of like terror. But like it's all being done from this the perspective of the college kids who are like looking at these hicks like, oh, man, we're like in the wilderness with these crazy people. And then meanwhile, cut to Tucker and Dale, and they're just having like the simple domestic life where they're like, oh, we got this nice cyber cabin. All right, let's we gotta clean it up a little bit. Oh, man, I'm going to go out there and cut some wood so we're ready. Won't this be nice and relaxing to sit in our summer cabin, you know? And meanwhile, these kids think that they're like evil Texas Chainsaw Massacre psychos. It's so funny. I don't want to spoil all the stuff, even though like I want to mention all the stuff because I keep thinking of different things that happen in the movie and it's making me laugh. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I feel like this is it. I feel like that's all I need to tell you. Like, fucking A, go watch the movie and love it. And write me at jesseblaze@jessesnyder.com and tell me how much you fucking love it. Watch that Tao Pong thing. Respect to that director. It's really good, too. Maybe we'll watch this little evil show. And if it's good, I'll come and I'll review that as well.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I've got more shows that I'll be talking about in upcoming episodes of this thing. I think next Saturday I might do on Psycho Gorman. If you've not seen Psycho Gorman, that's a great fucking movie. Most recent one that I really, really enjoyed. And I've only seen it once, so I want to watch it again and talk about it here. And like I said, I've been watching Resident Alien with Alan Tudyk on, I've been watching it on Netflix. But that's incredible. Like I said, I'm most of the way through the first season, and it has been awesome. I love talking about the great stuff with you guys. You know, it's cool like to analyze and dissect why things aren't working, but it's just always so great to just be able to tell you like, oh my God, watch this. It's working. It's so good. Go learn from this. Learn how to be brilliantly funny. Learn how to be a brilliant writer. Learn how to be a brilliant director. Learn about tone. Learn about editing. Learn about pacing. Learn about vibe. It's all here in Tucker and Dale versus Evil. You know, it's one thing to make a great comedy. It's another thing to make a great horror movie. It's a completely different and more challenging thing to both nail the tone and the vibe and the atmosphere of a horror movie while simultaneously making something that is unarguably, unquestionably hysterical. Hysterical. And I mean, just the performances are so good. I cannot praise Alan Tudyk and Tyler Labine, who is essentially the lead, like Alan's kind of like number two to Tyler, who's the lead man, and he is so charming. I can't wait to see him in more and more films. I know that I will over the as the years progress. I haven't seen him as much as I expected to because he's so damn good. But you will definitely see that man in more and more movies because he's just so fucking charming, and you're definitely gonna see more from Eli Craig. It seems as though, looking at his career, it seems as though they thought that Zombieland was maybe going to be a bigger hit than it was, even though it was a pretty big hit, and people did seem to like it. I like Zombieland, okay, but it wasn't quite Tucker and Dale versus Evil or whatever, and then he didn't get brought back to do the sequel, and he got a show at Netflix and stuff, but there's not really that much going on with him. Seems to me, and this happens all the time, where like Hollywood gets all hyped on you, they want to give you all this money, give you all this opportunity, all this shit, and then all of a sudden they're like, I don't know if you're like as awesome as we thought you were. So hopefully Little Evil does good and he'll get more opportunities to write, especially because as a writer, man, Tucker and Dale versus Evil is incredible. And the fact that he wrote Little Evil just makes me want to watch it. I'm going to check out that series on Netflix, just sight unseen. And maybe you can too. If you're somebody like me who's seen Tucker and Dale versus Evil and you just wanted to hear me talk about how much I fucking love it. What a great movie. And again, the last thing that I want to say is like, it's hard qualifying. What is a geek culture movie? You know, what counts as like something that appeals to the geek culture community? And for me, it's about intelligence, you know, real intelligent thought put into a thing. That's what makes a geek culture anything, you know, something that will stimulate my mind as a geek, as somebody who's read a lot of fiction and watched a lot of horror films and watched a lot of science fiction, whatever. You're like, I want to see these things at the next level because I've seen most levels. I've seen basic sci-fi and basic horror. I've seen tons of those. So you got to give me something that's really incredibly interesting, that's going to crack my brain open and make me think and make me come back to the ideas presented in a movie or whatever it is over and over again. And this movie does that, man. You know, it's not just some horror movie for dunderheads, man. It is a horror movie for those who have been paying attention so that we can enjoy all the things that we've noticed about the patterns within these horror movies and laugh ourselves silly over it. It's just, what a gift Tucker and Dale versus Evil is. Thank you so much to Eli Craig. Thank you so much to Alan Tudyk and, Tyler Labine. Just, so fucking incredible. So If you're not doing anything fun this weekend, go watch Tucker and Dale versus Evil. And if you have not been paying attention to all my other coolest picks, all of my features on Jim Henson and his career and all the great stuff there is to watch from him, on Star Trek, Gene Roddenberry's Star Trek and all the great shows and films that came out of that, or Monty Python, I mean, I'm trying to make your world a better place by fucking filling your head and your heart with all of the greatest stuff on this earth that I know about. And, you know, I was just reading a really sweet letter that my brother gave to me when he got married. I was expecting it to be some sort of like mushy, I love you, brother letter. But it was actually all about what an influence I had on him as a geek. And just all of the things that I introduced him to, all the comic book stories that I introduced him to, handed right to him and went, this is great. You know, like, and he's like, so many of the things that are my favorite things in the whole world, you literally put them in my hands and you said, enjoy this. And I did. And he was thanking me, just thanking me for all of the things that I turned him onto. You know, like, I didn't have anything to do with that other than I love those things. And I went, Shane, this is great. You should go watch it. You know, and he watched it and he went, wow, Jess, thanks so much. Like, so just, I'm telling you, like, I have so much appreciation for the ability to find something great and give it to somebody that you love and have them lovingly appreciate that you got to share this with them. You know, if I can turn you on to your new favorite movie, your new favorite TV show, your new favorite property, your new favorite book, oh my God, that's so awesome. That would make me, that idea right there, that makes me so happy, I want to cry. The idea that I might be able to introduce millions of people to their favorite things. You know, I have so many favorite things. I have so much passion for wonderful creativity and wonderful creative people. And it's like, I hate something great going unappreciated. You understand? I hate to see something that's fucking awesome and nobody is around appreciating what it is. So, you know, we're all appreciating how fucked up geek culture has gotten, but there's not enough of us appreciating all the wonderful gifts that we've been given from the entertainment gods. And fuck 99.9% of those entertainment gods, but there are still plenty of wonderful creative people and wonderful creative projects, shows and films and books and whatnot that come out every year. And I am going to try and bring your attention to as many of them as possible. And by the way, if you have anything really great that you think is like a coolest pick that you've never heard me mention that you think that I would probably be into and you want to turn me onto something, show me one of my new favorite movies or turn me on to one of my new favorite TV shows, fuck yes. Write me at jesseblaze@jessesnyder.com. I always love being turned on to great new music, great new movies, great new TV shows, great new comics, anything that's great. If you think something's really, really great artistically and worth people's time, please share it with me. I honestly, truly, I can, that's like my love language. Share some great piece of geek culture with me and I will love you forever for bringing me into the fold. Anyway, I am your passionate geek culture commentator, Jesse Blaze Snyder. Of course, I do my music show, All Your Favorite Bands Suck, every Monday. Last episode was on Rob Zombie. Previous one was 311. This week's episode is actually for my dad's birthday on March 15th. It's the 15th episode of the show. It's his birthday on March 15th, so wow, it was weird how it worked out like that. And I'm doing Dee Snider and Twisted Sister and the incredible career and music that he's had. I actually wrote an article on my dad's music many years ago now called Father Knows Best, and I'm updating the article for the Podcast Playground's website, and I'm doing Monday's music episode just all on the musical works of my father. The way the format for the show is it's just basically me trying to encourage you to go listen to them and giving you some places to start. You know, start with this album, start with these songs, start with this video. This is what you should know, you know, whatever it might be. It's not really like the minutia of bands. I don't really give a shit who the people are that are singing these songs. You know, I care about the songs. I care about the music. I care about the message of the music. I care about, you know, what they've been able to accomplish as artists. And that's what I focus on. So if you love music like me and you want to hear about any of these artists, or not. I mean, like, I've been doing the show for a few months now, so there's like at least this is my 15th episode. There's 14 episodes that are sitting there waiting for you to listen to. 14 bands that you might be able to get into tomorrow, and they're all great ones. I mean, just so many awesome. Collective Soul, and I even did Nickelback to defend them, and B.O.B. and 50 Cent and Rage Against the Machine and The Offspring, and there's a lot. My Chemical Romance, it's great. It's been a really, really fun show to do, and I've got a lot more where that came from, who I'm going to be featuring over the next, you know, years, I guess, as I work on this show. So I'm really excited about that. If you like music, please join me every Monday for All Your Favorite Bands Suck. And then, of course, this is my typical kind of fun Saturday episode of Coolest Geek Alive, but you can also join me every Wednesday for our main show. So thank you guys so much for listening. I love you. I can't fucking do this without you. I need listeners. Without you guys, I'm just some asshole talking about things he loves all by himself, and it doesn't matter. But it matters because you guys are here commiserating with me, talking with me, enjoying, laughing, crying with me. And I hope you will be on this journey with the coolest picks and all these things and get into some of these things that you've never gotten into before. And I will keep bringing all of these things to you at a rapid pace. So please join me again next time on an incredible ass-kicking episode of The Coolest Geek Alive. Peace out. You've been listening to Coolest Geek Alive with me, your host, Jesse Blaze Snyder. Don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe for more excellent geek culture content. Thanks for listening. It's my favorite part!
Coolest alive.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Stay with your tribe.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Revenge of the Geeks.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Week after weeks.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Laughing with you.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
And crying sometimes too.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Spelling it out.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Making you shout.
Awesome.
Talking some shit.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Living your shit.
My voice
gonna be fucking awesome. Food in our mouth.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Get in the mouth.
It's gonna be listen fucking to the awesome. Reverb.
Tell all your friends.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Call right on text.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Raising the bar.
Fucking awesome. Fucking awesome. It's gotta be fucking awesome. Just wait. You'll see. You'll all see.
You'll all see.
The Podcast Playground.
Hooray! With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.